Madam, although I speak it in your presence, you have a noble and a true conceit of godlike amity, which appears more strongly in bearing thus the absence of your lord. But if you knew to whom you show this honor, how true a gentleman you send relief, how dear a lover of my lord, your husband, I know you would be prouder of the work than customary bounty can enforce you.
I never did repent for doing good, nor shall not now. This Antonio, being the bosom lover of my lord, must needs be like my lord. If it be so, how little is the cost I have bestowed in purchasing the semblance of my soul from out the state of hellish misery. This comes too near the praising of myself, therefore no more of it. Here are other things. Lorenzo, I commit into your hands the husbandry and manage of my house until my lord's return. For mine own part, I have toward heaven breathed a secret vow to live in prayer and contemplation, only attended by Nerissa here until her husband and my lord's return.
Madam, with all my heart I shall obey you in all fair commands.
My people do already know my mind, and will acknowledge you and Jessica in place of Lord Bassanio and myself. And so, farewell till we shall meet again.
Fair thoughts and happy hours attend on you.
I wish your ladyship all heart's content.
I thank you for your wish, and am well pleased to wish it back on you. Fare you well, Jessica.
Farewell, good lady.
Now, Balthazar.
Good madam.
As I have ever found thee honest true, so let me find thee still. Take this same letter in speed to Padua, and see thou render this into my cousin's hand, Dr. Valerio. And look what notes and garments he doth give thee. Bring them, I pray thee, with imagined speed unto the traject, to the common ferry which trades to Venice. Waste no time in words, but get thee gone. I shall be there before thee.
Madam, I go with all convenient speed.
Come on, Nerissa. I have work in hand that you yet know not of. We'll see our husbands before they think of us.
Shall they see us?
They shall, Nerissa. But in such a habit that they shall think we are accomplished with what we lack. I'll hold thee any wager. When we are both accoutred like young men, I'll prove the prettier fellow of the two, and wear my dagger with a braver grace, and speak between the change of man and boy with a reed voice. I have within my mind 1,000 raw tricks of these bragging jacks which I will practice.
Why, shall we turn to men?
Fie, what a question's that if thou were near a lewd interpreter. But come, I'll tell thee all my whole device when I am in my coach, which stays for us at the park gate. And therefore, haste away, for we must measure 20 miles today.